And we're going to carry on looking at the book of Proverbs.
We're
talking about wisdom when it comes to work.
Because
most of us have to work for most of our lives.
And we need to
have a good biblical understanding of work. Part of learning from the Word of God is actually learning who we are.
It's
learning to recognize yourself. And we have generally an unredeemed view of work. As we grow up, we don't really have a biblical view of work. Either bury yourself in work and work really much too hard. Because you think work is your means to prestige or to pleasure. And so you dive into work at the expense of family and the expense of relationships. Because you
want
to look important or you want to be rich.
And you
think work is the answer to all your problems. Some businessmen are like that. Running their company. Making lots of money. Thinking they're going to be fulfilled and happy. But never giving time to their wife. Or their husband. If it's a businesswoman. It's easy for work to suck you in and make you driven and constantly occupied with work.
That's
when you start to taste the success. But for others, work is just something of a burden, it's something of a drudgery. You don't enjoy it and you don't really want to do it. And this sin has really distorted our view of work. Because as I said last week, work isn't first about earning money. It's not about status or prestige. It's not even about self-fulfillment. Work is actually something that is for the glory of God. Because He created work. And the things that God ordained before sin entered the world are holy and glorious things. Like marriage. Work stands alongside marriage as something that God ordained. So it's holy and good. When it's in His ways, when it's under His authority, in His
pattern.
That means that the work that you do, you're actually presenting it as a holy and a sacred offering to God. But if you hate work and you don't want to do, you avoid work, you tend to become lazy because you don't see work as an act of worship. You just see it as a heavy burden that you have to carry as a human being. And if you resent work in your heart, you have a bad attitude to it.
And
you delay it or you do a bad job. And you're actually presenting God a blemished offering. Instead of giving him a good animal, you're giving him a lame animal. You understand what I'm saying? We always spiritualize, so we think of things as either non-spiritual or spiritual. You understand if someone in a religion where he worships the ancestors, if he slaughters a zebu, and they do some or other ritual for the gods, you understand the spiritual aspect of that. But do you realize that when you go to work, you're doing exactly the same thing? If work is ordained by God, then you're bringing him a spiritual sacrifice, which is either the best or it's the defective one. And we should recognize that God ordained work, and therefore we should bring our sacrifice. But you know, most of us begin where I began. Sometimes I still find myself in this place where I don't see anything spiritual about my work, I just want to avoid it. I remember when I was a student, I didn't enjoy going to lectures. I didn't enjoy doing all the maths problems. So I went to the cinema. And I watched lots of movies. My parents weren't there. I was in another town. I had my own room. I could come and go how I wanted. And then when my exams came, I failed. Badly. Like I had less than half of the marks you need to get to a pass. And I used to think that a pass was good enough. So I was like, if only I could just pass, then I would actually need 50%. It took me years, even long after university, I started to understand some of my mistakes. 50% was good enough for a pass at university. But if your attitude to work is wrong, you think 50% is good enough. But if that's the offering you're bringing Jesus, which half of the zebu are you giving him, the back end or the front? Or the left or the right? It's not the whole thing. It's not an excellent offering. An excellent offering is saying, God, with all my mind, I will glorify you. If I can possibly get 100%, I would get 100% for your glory.
One vunaitra azo koa taona mahazo 100% de tena iezaka hatratran'le 100%.
because you gave me this mind and this body. These hands. And if I could build something with these hands, would I build it well or would I build it badly? And if I could play a musical instrument, would I try to play it better and better for His glory? Or would I say, no, this is good enough? You see, this is where our attitude to work must change the way we live. But like I said, I started out lazy. And a good portion of me is still lazy. So I have to learn from Proverbs about the lazy man today. So the first point I want to look at is the case of the lazy man. Let's look at his situation. It's Proverbs chapter 15 and verse
19.
The way of the lazy man, the sluggard, it's blocked with thorns. And compare that to the path of the upright, which is a highway, it's a big open road. It's an interesting comparison. The guy who's lazy is going to keep on struggling through life. He's
going
to end up with scratches. Opposition, he just can't seem to get forward. But notice this comparison. It's not between the lazy man and the hard working man. It's not a lazy man and a diligent man. It's the lazy man and the upright man. The righteous man. Think about that. It's actually telling you something profound. The issue of laziness is contrasted against righteousness. The laziness is an issue of sinfulness. It's not a lifestyle choice. It's not something you just choose for your life. You choose to work hard, I choose to take it easy. You want to slave away, you go for it. I'm just going to chill. Why are you getting so worked up? Just slow down, take it easy. You see, you think it's just a choice of attitude how you live.
Because
you're working so hard. Why are you guys always pushing, pushing, pushing? But the Bible says it's not about laziness and diligence, it's about laziness and righteousness. That's profound. Because it means you're not just free to say, I'm choosing an easy life. With a clean conscience. I'm not doing anything wrong. No, you are doing something wrong. There's an expression. In English, they speak about burning the candle at both ends. Meaning you're working too hard. And that's true. Some people burn the candle at both ends. Some people don't burn the candle at all.
Panul asasan cimandur lapsi mintis.
That's who I'm speaking about today.
Arzele resa cu anjuan.
Next week we speak about the people who burn the candle at both ends.
Am nerntike iresa kan leulla lewe mandreata lapsi am tananana kru.
But some of us need to be on fire for something in the first place.
Ifan sasan amtike tokon ba ireata tokoa loany zavatra nakray eo am toerana nakray.
We never even learned we're supposed to light the candle. So when it comes to laziness, it's a sin. It's not a lifestyle choice you're free to make. You can't take life at your pace if God has a plan for you. You have to go at the pace that He dictates. So, secondly, let's look at some characteristics. Characteristics of the lazy man. There are four verses in Proverbs 26. Proverbs 26, verse 13 to 16.
And
these four verses tell us about the lazy man.
In
verse 13, the sluggard says, "There's a lion in the road. There's a fierce lion roaming the streets." What's going on there? He's making excuses. He comes to work late. Oh, I couldn't get here on time. There was a lion in the street. Maybe he didn't go to work one day. And he's like, he's got an excuse. He makes some excuse. It could be an outrageous excuse or even a lie. He's giving a reason why he couldn't do the job.
So
this first characteristic of the lazy man is he makes excuses. He thinks he's justified in not working.
I
couldn't work because there was no bus. I couldn't get there because of the traffic. There's a lion in the street. I couldn't get from A to B. Blaming someone else. You know, the characteristic of the lazy man in avoiding work is he doesn't take responsibility, he makes excuses. Why isn't your work finished? The teacher asks the student. I ran out of paper. Makes an excuse. Not, I'm sorry, I should have done my work. But I have a good reason I didn't do it.
You
know, when I go to the airport restaurant and I ask for a steak,
it's
like a special moment. It's like, wow, I'm looking forward to a special meal. Steak frites. It's expensive. It's a treat. It's something nice to look forward to. And the waitress comes or the waiter and says, "I'm sorry, there's no fruit." Are there no potatoes in Madagascar? What possible reason can there be for that? Except that somewhere someone is not doing their work for the glory of God.
Ny antony tsotra dia hoe tao ananana tao a nisy olona izay tsy nanao tsara ny asany anomezam-boninahitra an'Andriamanitra.
I was expecting the potatoes, but the car that brings the potatoes is broken.
Ah, izany niandry an'ilay ovy fa ilay tômôbila nitondra an'ilay ovy a simba.
And you go out the airport and there's Ivato market and there's potatoes not 100 meters away. I could go and fetch potatoes in 5 minutes.
And
give them to a restaurant. The restaurant that says there's no zebu or there's no pule or there's no frit.
Le restaurant tene tsisy henomby na hoe tsisy akoho na tsisy frity.
It's a lazy restaurant.
De restaurant kam.
There has to be a lazy man there somewhere.
Ao ananana ho aminy ao a misy olona kamo.
Who's going to make an excuse?
Izay manao felatsiny.
Instead of doing his job properly.
Fa tsy ataony tsara ny asany.
He'll just tell me there's a lion in the street.
Ozy izy amiko hoe misy liona ao an-dalana.
But I don't believe him.
Fa zaho tsy mino azy a.
Because there are no lions in Madagascar.
Satria tsisy liona.
Lazy people avoid taking responsibility.
They
always blame someone else for their situation. They failed to work hard. But they blame someone else. In South Africa, it's apartheid we blame. In 1994, apartheid came to an end. How long ago is that? In 20-something years, we're still blaming every problem on the past. Those colonials ruined our lives. No, what are you doing to make your life? Are you just blaming someone else? It's them. That's why I couldn't fix the road. Because 30 years ago, some people were here. I don't know what that has to do with the pothole in the road. You can fix a pothole. But people blame someone else when they're lazy. It's that simple. Start to recognize when you are the lazy man. When you're making excuses. When you should stand up and take responsibility.
Verse
14. As a door turns on its hinges, so a sluggard turns on his bed.
The
guy's just rolling over, he's sleeping on this side, then he sleeps on that side. It's like a door opening and closing, opening and closing. But the picture that's being communicated is that you're just doing the same thing over and over. You're not moving forwards. There's no advance. The lazy man takes no initiative. He sees a problem and he does nothing. And the next day he sees the problem and he takes no initiative. He does nothing. He doesn't innovate. He doesn't bring anything new. And there's no improvement. There's no advance personally. The lazy man is the same today as he was last year. No personal improvement. no innovation, no initiative.
Tsy misy hoe fanombohan-javatra, tsy misy fanavaozana.
It's like you see something. There's maybe a picture and it's skew. The lazy man looks at it and then he just looks away and goes on.
The
next day he looks at it and he looks away and life goes on. He doesn't straighten the picture. Why? It's not his job. There's this incredible picture that went around the internet a few years ago. Be careful of this mentality that I'm about to explain. Because if you could be the lazy man. There is a guy whose job it is to paint the road with a stripe.
Nisi lelana kraya niasa nia de mandukun lalana amni lalana
sa. You know how lines show you on the road where the middle of the road is.
Ita narole am lelalan re ni amni arapesan dene misan le tip kren mapsewe yetu ni apfoni am le arape.
In America and South Africa, they've got a yellow line that shows you the side of the road.
Ate ane Afrika tsimo si ane Amerika misi tip kyanku mavmava mapsewe itin sisin lalan.
And they have long roads like between Tana and Ansirabe.
And
to paint that road, someone has a machine that you drive that actually paints
it.
You just have to keep that thing straight. And it paints the line and you drive down the side of the road, drive. Now in the photograph, there's this picture of the line that's been painted. And there is a big dead rat. In the road, lying there, dead. And the paint comes and goes over the rat and carries on going.
There's
this dead body of a rat with a big yellow stripe over it. And the title of the picture is The Winner of the Not My Job Award. See, he is too lazy to stop, move the rat, and carry on. And his excuse is not my job. It's not my job to move rats. My job is to paint lines. The truth is, he's the lazy man. But when you have that attitude, this is not my responsibility, you will go out here and there will be some rubbish on the ground and you'll wait for me to pick it up. And I will, because it is my job. It's my job to make the world beautiful for Jesus. But if you do something that's not my responsibility, I take no initiative, then you're a lazy man. Here's another verse that's got a pretty picture. The sluggard buries his hand in the dish and he's too lazy to bring it up to his mouth.
Do
you see the picture? I can just see this fat guy sitting at the table
with his food,
and he puts his hand in the food
De alpetrany eo anatin'le sakafo ao ny tanany.
All he has to do is lift it to his mouth to eat.
Zavatra tokony ataony fotsiny dia mampiakatra kely an'iny dia mihinana an'iny.
Puts his hand in and then he just sits.
Fa petrany eo anatiny eo ny tanany dia eo izy mipetraka.
He's so lazy, he can't even do this.
Kambe mihitsiny izy ka na ny anao ohatr'izao ary tsy vitany.
That's muramura to the extreme, hey?
Tena ohatrany hoe muramura be mihitsy izany ho any amin'ilay tena zavatra lehibe.
He's just taking life so slow.
Tena hoe hoentiny diso mora loatra ny fiainana.
Obviously no one really is that lazy.
Mazava ho azy aloha tsy dia misy olona tena hoe izany dia kamo be izany loatra.
So what's this proverb teaching us?
Ka inona ary ny ampianarin'ity ohabolan'ity atsika?
It's actually about a job that didn't get finished.
Izy io izany dia hoe asa izay tsy vita hatramin'ny farany.
When you're feeding yourself, you have to take the food all the way to your mouth and eat it.
Rehefa mamahana ny tenanao ianao dia hoentinao mihitsy ilay sakafo dia atsofoka ao any am-bava dia hohanina.
So the lazy man is a man who starts something but he doesn't finish it.
Ka ny olona kamo izany dia ilay olona izay nanomboka zavatra izy dia avy eo tsy vitainy iny.
It's like when you say to your child, please tidy your room.
Ohatran'ilay ianao miteny amin'izanako hoe mandana mba alamino ny tranonao.
And he says, okay.
Then he says, yeah.
And he goes in there, hears some noises, you hear some things moving around.
The last is mandate, ma yena no zavatra motana mifindrafindra mietsika ho ananao.
But half an hour later he's out playing somewhere.
Ny fa afaka tsasakadiny iny izy fa mandeha milalao.
And you go look in his room.
The last ano mandeha mijery ho any efitrano.
And it's still a mess.
De mbola mikorontana ihany ao.
You call him and you say, why didn't you tidy your room?
Ati afeo no miantsana fa naninona ny tsinalamina ny tranonao.
But I made my bed.
Ati ho izy anka izay fa nanamboatra fandrinako.
But your clothes are still all over the floor.
Kine kanjonao ary mbola reny amin'ny tany reny daholo.
You started but you didn't finish the job.
Nanomboka ianao fa tsy nivitainao ilay asa.
There are lots of people who do a half a job.
Be da be mihitsy ny olona manao asa tapatapany ohatr'izany.
Start doing something.
Manomboka zavatra anankiray izy.
And along the way they just get lazy.
De maheny ny elanelana eny izy lasa kamo.
I give the guys, and this is not true, hey, but imagine if I said to them, here's a guitar.
And it's marin ti afato of saratsaina ne ra ohatra ka hosy izy hoe ty misy gitara.
Ah, wow, we got a new guitar.
Dis ah, nahazo gitara vaovao tsika.
After the first Sunday the God dusts it off and polishes it.
De taorina levelad voalohany fafany le olona tsara lezy de nataony madio tsara.
The next Sunday he does it.
De le alad manaraka indray nataony indray.
The third Sunday not quite as long.
De alad fahatelo efa tsy de naharitra elaela ohatran'le teo aloha tsony.
A few Sundays later.
De avaka alad vitsivitsy taorina.
No one's cleaning anything.
Tsy misy manadio ninina tsony.
It's not new anymore. The thrill has worn off now. It's just work to keep that thing clean.
Tsy hoe vaovao tsony tsinona ilay izy le fientany an-tanany efa tsy eo tsony a. Lasa asa be ny manadio an'io zavatra io.
You started well.
Nanomboka tsara ianao.
But you gave up along the way.
Fa teny anelanelany teny ianao a navelanao ilay izy.
A guy gets a new job.
Misy olona nahazo asa vaovao.
He's doing well the first week, the second week.
Le herinandro vaovao voalohany iny izy asa le faharoa izy a navita tsara.
And then after a while the young man realizes it's actually hard work.
De avy eo nefany a afaka tatỳ aoriana nanomboka tsapan'le ratovilahy hoe ay tena asa be ty.
So instead of focusing on doing the job well, he starts getting into arguments with the other employees.
Ate tsy mifantoka amin'ilay hoe mba vita tsara ilay asa izy fa lasa izy manomboka miady amin'ilay mpiara-miasa aminy.
He starts the job and 3 weeks later he's looking for another job.
Nanomboka an'ilay asa izy ary telo herinandro tatỳ aoriana izy dia efa manomboka mitady asa vaovao.
Because he's the guy who put his hand in the bowl but didn't lift it up to eat.
Satria izy ilay olona ilay manatsofoka ny tanany eo amin'ny viliany a nefa tsy mahainga anazy mankany am-bava.
It's easy to start something.
Tena mora be ny manomboka zavatra anankiray.
It's easy to get married.
Tena mora be ny hoe manambady.
It's not easy to be married for 50 years.
Fa tsy mora le hoe mijanona ao amin'ny fanambadianao foana ianao mandritra ny 50 taona.
It's easy to get a job.
Mora be ny mahazo asa vaovao.
Maybe it's not that easy, but if you get a job.
Mety hoe tsy dia tena mora fa rehefa mahazo an'ilay asa ianao.
You think that was the goal.
Dia hozy izy ianao izay ilay tanjona.
No, that's not the goal.
Tsy izay ny tanjona.
The goal is to keep that job.
Ny tanjona dia ny hazonanao an'iny asa iny.
By being the best.
Mamy fanaovanao an'ny tsara indrindra.
Until Jesus comes back.
Mandra-piverin'i Jesosy Kristy.
I mean, you don't get to slack off.
You
get to be better and better and better for His glory. But we must have a long-term mentality. We won't start something and then neglect it. Don't build your house and then just watch it fall down around you.
You
repair your house. You repair your marriage. And you work harder and harder at your work, at your job. The lazy man doesn't finish what he starts. And lastly, verse 16, the sluggard is wiser in his own eyes than seven men who answer discreetly.
So
this is perhaps the worst quality of the lazy man. He thinks he's got it all figured out. I've figured out how to make life work for me. My boss didn't notice. I could do this and I handed that in and he was okay with it. Like the student who downloads the essay off the internet. Or the pastor who downloads his sermon from sermoncentral.com. You think you're so wise. Because you found such a clever shortcut. That's pride. You're bringing God a blemished offering and you think you're
clever.
And you come to someone and say, this that you're doing is wrong. It's like, no, it works for me. I meet people who beg for money, they ask for money and they're like that. They don't actually want a job because they've found an easier way of getting money. It's easy. You just give them a story. Make up a story. Someone died. Someone needs bus fare.
Gotta
get from here to there. Always unverifiable. You found a clever way of not working. The first person I met like that was in Durban in South Africa. I was a student. And I went to a shopping center to buy some groceries. And in the parking lot was a sunburnt guy, maybe 40 years old.
And
he came to me and he said that he's just arrived in Durban. He's on his way to another town.
And
he just needs money to get to that other town. In my naivety, I gave him the benefit of the doubt. And I gave him some money. Trusting that I'm helping a man who needs help. Two weeks later, I was back there at the same time in the morning.
Dia inverna tao amin'ny toerana tao indray aho tamin'ny maraina izay tamin'ny ora mitovitovy tamin'iny.
He'd forgotten me, but I hadn't forgotten him.
Adinony afa izaho tsy nanadino azy.
And he came up to me with the same story.
Dia tonga tamiko indray izy dia ilay tantara mitovy iny ihany no nitantarainy.
I just looked at him and I said, we've been round this road before. We've been down this road before.
Dia ho tenjereko izy dia hoy izaho hoe izaho nefa tia nandalo teto amin'ity toerana ity indray andro koa e.
So he almost laughs.
Oh,
you know how it is, he says. As if it's okay.
It's
not okay. Because he is lazy. He lied to me. To take advantage of me. Because he doesn't want to work, he came to get my money. So he effectively stole from me. He is lazy. He is a liar, a cheat, and a thief. There are people like that around us. I don't mean here, I mean out there. My point is this. That lazy man was proud of his technique. He'd found a clever strategy to get money from people. He's not honoring God at all. I wanted to point out these characteristics of the lazy man. Because we need to eradicate laziness from ourselves. So learn from Proverbs. And understand that work is actually a good and a noble thing. And make up your mind today. That you're going to bring God a good offering in the area of your work. And then the thorns will go out of your path and the way will become a highway.
Let's
pray. Heavenly Father, your word is real. We know the people you're speaking about. Sometimes I am that person. Trying to rush a job to finish it too fast. Making excuses about why I couldn't do something. Or resenting the work I have to do. Help me, Lord Jesus, so that I can rather bring you a better offering, so that I can do what I do for your glory,
and
not for man. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.